Hello and welcome to the Friday, February 5th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Came across some OS X malware yesterday. Don't really see a lot of this, so I looked at it a little bit closer. Kind of disappointing that it, first of all, used a fairly old trick. It tried to claim that it is a flash update. Apparently, this trick still works. The other thing is the malware itself is actually pretty old. However, it still is signed with the same valid developer certificate, and apparently that developer certificate has not been revoked yet. I did install it on a plain new install of OS 10.11, so that's the latest current version, actually 10.11.3, and still it did let me install it without any complaints from Gatekeeper or the like. Now the malware is sort of a generic installer. Once you install it, it will pull down additional software. Interestingly, it will actually pull down an up-to-date version of Adobe Flash, but in addition, it will also download Scareware that will explain to you that your system is hopefully out of date and you should pay them for additional tech support to fix your system. The exact Scareware being downloaded varied a little bit. I tried it a couple times and got different sort of versions of that scheme, but then again, this was a plain fresh install and apparently it already had tons and tons of problems that it wanted me to pay for to have them fixed. I did send a note to Apple, didn't really get anything yet, but the default reply that they received my email. In general, I can certainly see where people will fall for this particular type of malware. The file name of the installer to download matches exactly the official Flash installer file name. And other than that, the artwork is different, but close enough where a lot of users will probably fall for this fake installer. And part of the Tridex botnet apparently has started installing a Vira antivirus. Now, Tridex has been a rather persistent family of malware, mostly going after online banking with keystroke loggers and the ability to inject web pages into online banking sessions. But apparently recently someone has compromised the Tridex botnet and is now using it to install the free copy of Avira antivirus. According to the news reports I've seen, Avira does not claim any responsibility for this. And apparently this has happened before with some of the crypto ransomware. Yesterday, I mentioned how Komodo's security suite is including a version of Chromium without the same origin policy, which of course makes that particular browser extremely vulnerable to cross-site request forging. On the other hand, it looks like Komodo isn't the only one doing this, and Google today released a vulnerability notice that the same happens with Avast. Now, Avast does not eliminate same origin policy the same way that Komodo did it, but the Avast branded version of Chromium also is not secure the way it is configured for the Avast security suite. In particular, there's also an RPC service listening with this particular security suite. This RPC service is listening on localhost port 27.27.5, and it does accept, well, RPC commands via HTTP, and Chromium as installed by Avast can be used to send this request with essentially just a normal form submission. So instead of being a more secure browser, just like with Komodo, this branded version of Chromium is actually making your system less secure. And the German Federal Office of Information Security did publish the results of an audit commissioned of OpenSSL, and the audit in particular focused on some of the cryptographic functions in OpenSSL. The probably widest range of issues were found with the random number generation, but there were also a number of smaller issues in just the way OpenSSL is compiled. For example, some of the compiler flags were just not working that are used to, for example, turn off TLS or TLS1. Of course, not too many people will actually turn off TLS and TLS1, but if you intend to do so, for example, you want to avoid a particular weakness with one of those algorithms, then you cannot rely on these compiler flags. Similar with the probably more important one, no SHA-1. It's also not working in the sense that if you try to use this compiler flag, you'll actually receive an error. I didn't see a response from OpenSSL yet regarding this audit. The full audit is only published in German, but a pretty extensive summary can be found in English. Well, and that's it for today. By the way, if you like this podcast at RSA, there's another security blogger meetup. And for this meetup, they're looking for a best podcast. So if you would like to vote for this podcast, please follow the link in the show notes. Now, the first page of the survey will ask you for your email address, name, and also for a URL of the blog or podcast you author. If you do not author a podcast, just leave this empty. The actual voting then happens on the second page of the survey. Everybody is allowed to vote once, but you don't have to be an author of a blog or a podcast to vote. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.